This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, November 17th, 2021, Keith Allison, a member of Paul Revere and the Raiders from 1968 to 1975, dies of natural causes at the age of 79. Before joining the Raiders, he played guitar and harmonica on Sonny and Cher's mega hit, The Beat Goes On. On this day in 2003, Arthur Conley, who recorded the 1967 hit Sweet Soul Music, dies at his home in Eastern Netherlands. The 57-year-old singer had been suffering from intestinal cancer and had grown progressively weak in recent weeks. On this day in 2000, Cher appears on the TV show Will and Grace in a story called Gypsies, Tramps, and Weed. Watched by about 22 million viewers, it was the program's second most viewed episode ever. On this day in 1992, after a long battle to claim royalties, Jimmy Merchant and Herman Santiago of Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers receive an estimated $4 million in back pay from the song Why Do Fools Fall in Love. On this day in 1984, 6 months after it was released, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham! Tops the Billboard Hot 100 for the first of 3 weeks. The single would be certified platinum. On this day in 1976, Olivia Newton-John's first television special, A Very Special Olivia Newton-John, is broadcast on ABC. Ron Howard, Lee Majors, Linda Carter, and Elliot Gould co-star. On this day in 1962, the Four Seasons' Big Girls Don't Cry reaches the top spot of the Billboard Hot 100, just as their first hit, Sherry, did a year earlier. Songwriter Bob Crewe later said that he was inspired to write the song after he heard actor John Payne use the phrase, Big Girls Don't Cry, in a 1956 movie called Slightly Scarlet. And on this day, November 17th, 1973, a 13-year-old and his family are number three on the Billboard Hot 100. Who's the 13-year-old? Who's his family? And what is their hit of the day? No, it's not Michael Jackson and his brothers. The group is from Canada. The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 17th, 1973, a 13-year-old and his family from Canada are number three on the Billboard Hot 100. The young teen is Tony DeFranco, who, along with his family, is riding high on the charts with Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat.